Did you ever discuss anything about this 1966 is not the last part of his life, but certainly later on in his life, after he had been through one heck of a lot, from 1945, I guess, is the earliest recording we have of Lenny Tristano. And it just never seems to us that he was ever really respected internationally or nationally the way he should have been or where he could have been. And I never did quite understand why.
Yeah, I can't either. I read things and some strange things are said, and it's I could never figure that out either, Rick. It's a mystery of some
did
kind.
Did he ever speak of it?
No. No, he never spoke of it. Lenny just played. His life was just playing and creating. I don't think it really mattered to him.
Another interesting scenario, don't you think? I mean, the man was doing everything that everybody else was, and in some cases a lot better.
Oh,
for a longer period of time, and his influence is obvious. The people that are Lenny Tristano fans in our listening audience, and certainly many of his students and associates from the Long Island area, they must number in the thousands. And yet, for some strange reason, you have to really look to find Lenny Tristano music or to find it on your radio.
Right. Thanks to you. You play him. You should be commended for that, because I don't know anybody else that does, really.
Well, there certainly are people that do, but I think sometimes there are stations across the country that just miss the point, miss the fact, and all of a sudden he's like, he'd come out from under a rock. He's been here all the time, and
right.
People should have been aware of what Lenny Tristano was doing, but they just missed the point. They didn't know he was there or something. And this is the thing that bothers me, because you wonder sometime how someone who was so predominantly into the bebop tradition and into this tradition here of the improvisation, forget the word bebop and just talk about improvisation.
But bebop is definitely there.
Oh, certainly it's there, but if without even getting into that argument, because you're going to have the arguments.
You read so many things about that he was not bebop oriented at all, which is really crazy.
You get that one, and you get Charlie Parker was first, and then you get the other story where Sonny Stitt said, I was first, and then who cares who was first? The idea was that they were all there,
right?
And it just took so long for people to figure out what Lenny Tristano was doing. I'm talking about the masses now. I'm not talking about the people that would go to the club or
yeah, well, he had a following.
Yeah, definitely. He certainly did.
Yeah.
But it was so small.
Well, it was getting bigger, Rick. We went into with the quintet. You know, Lenny didn't play in public for quite a while, and then he got into the people down at the Half Note downtown in Manhattan, and he liked those people, and we started working there. He worked there, and we worked there maybe every other month. We'd go in there for a couple weeks. In fact, I have that TV show, that live show that we have on tape here, was live from the Half Note. His following would go down there. He would pack the place pretty well. But when we went on the road, we went to Boston. I remember in Boston, was it Storyville? I think it might have been Storyville in Boston, and the people were lined up outside. He packed the place.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago, I worked at a place called the Birdhouse there, and a tremendous following. It was surprising.
Well, is there just a volume of recording that had just been cut out of circulation, or is there just a void? Because in preparing for these features that I have every morning, it just doesn't come out of the bin here. I go to various archives and try to find different pieces that perhaps the listeners don't hear all the time, just to present the feature correctly, and it's really hard to find a lot of work by Lenny.
He didn't record much. In fact, Atlantic, they really used to practically beg him for some releases, and he didn't. As a matter of fact, the duet things that we did, he liked them a lot, but he he claimed that there one of the notes on the piano, I think it was an F, was slightly out of tune, and he didn't want to have that released. And Nesli Erdogan, I think, is the Atlantic guy. He used to say, "Man, please, we give us that stuff," and he wouldn't do it. I mean, he really doesn't have that much stuff recorded, really. Yeah. You know, and as far as playing around, he never really did that very much either. Every once in a while, we'd go out to like maybe Boston for a week, Chicago for a week, Pittsburgh, but not really consistently like other groups. You know, were getting all kinds of exposure.
Well, it's nice that there are some pieces that we can listen to anyway.
Yes.